If you have your Bible, turn to Job chapter 1. I won't preach on Job just a little while. And I won't preach tonight, if God will be your help for just a minute, on the perfect man. Amen? On the perfect man. You say, well, preacher, there ain't no such thing. Bible says Job was a perfect man. Amen? Praise the Lord. He skewed evil. Amen? We can be what God wants us to be. Amen? Did you get that? Oh, you'll get that after a while before we get up. You can be what God wants you to be. Amen? If you just want to be what God have you to be. Bless His holy name. Job chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible said, there was a man in the land of us. I won't say that there was a man. Job really existed. You say, how do you know that he did? Because God spoke about him in Ezekiel. Amen. Job was a real man. He's not an allegory. He's not something that's made up. He was a real man. Amen. So there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it might be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Now, Brother Bill said one time, he said that one Wednesday night when the crowd was off, and he said, well, preacher, there's just a few of us. You don't have to give us the whole load. Amen. But we'll just give you what God wants you to have. Amen. And we'll go to the house. But I do appreciate you tonight. Like I said, I want to preach just a little while on this man, Job, and the perfect man. Now, the Bible says, I'm not saying that. The Bible says that Job was precious. God don't lie. Amen. I want to tell you straight up, God don't lie. And he said that Job was perfect, and that man was perfect and upright. Amen. So we see here, God says that Job was perfect. And he said, one that feared God and eschewed it. He said, you know what, God? Job feared God and he hated evil. Amen. He hated even the appearance of evil. Bible said to abstain from even the appearance of evil. If it looks evil, if it sounds evil, if it might be evil, praise God. Bible says that we need to run from it, we need to flee it. Amen. But the Bible here tells us that Job was a perfect man. Amen. He was perfect in all his ways. And if you go over to verse 8, the Lord reaffirms that. And he was telling Satan here, he said, have you considered my servant Job? He said that there is none like him in all the earth. Amen. He said, hey, he's perfect. He's upright. He said, there's none like him anywhere. He said, you can search it out. You can look. He said, you'll not find another man like Job. Amen. He was one that feared God. Well, I would to God that we could get some of our leaders in the White House to fear God. I wish tonight we could get some people in our court system to fear God. Amen. You know what would take place if we could get our federal judges saved? Amen. We could change this country around. Amen. They could quit dictating the laws and making laws, and they could just do those laws, praise God, the way they've been on the books for years, praise God. And they take old sinners that's criminals and put them in jail, praise God. Put them back on the chain gang. Put them at hard labor, praise God. They wouldn't walk back in again. Amen. Amen. If we could just get some men, praise God, that stand up and fear God. Amen. We need that. We need that in the day and the hour. We need some men. We need some women that fear God. We've lost our fear of God. Amen. How do you be a perfect? How was Job a perfect man? Because he feared God. When we get the fear of God back in our lives, when the fear of God is a real thing. Amen. When we realize there's a great big God of God and a God of glory, and He's a watching us. He sees everything. You young people, He sees everything you do. Amen. He's not anything that you do that He doesn't see. You say, well, preacher, when I'm down here at church, I'm a pretty good person. But how are you at home? How are we at home? Amen. I want to say God sees us no matter where we're at. He watches us, praise God, and He's keeping records. Amen. And they're good records too. He's a watcher. He sees what we're doing. He sees what we do. He sees why we do it. And He sees the attitude that we do it in. Amen. And if we're going to be pleasing to Him, praise God, we're going to have to fear Him. Amen. That's the way God set this thing up. That we should fear Him. Now, I'm not talking about we should be afraid of Him to hiding from Him. But we have a reverent fear. Because He is God, because He knows what we're about. He knows what we're doing. He knows where we are. And He's there wanting to help us, praise God. But we got to fear Him enough to realize, praise God, that He is God Almighty. He's not their bro. He's not the man upstairs. Amen? I hate it when people say that. Yeah, the man upstairs. The man upstairs, praise God. I don't know about no man upstairs, but I know about a good God of glory, praise God, that's sitting on the throne of God this evening. Amen. I fear Him. I know Him. I know who He is. But God said that Job was a perfect man. Now, it was a perfect man. The Bible said he was a rich man. Now, them disciples got over there, and the Lord said, how hardly can a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven? And that just blowed the disciples' mind. And they said, well, if a rich man ain't there, the one that's got getting all the blessings, if he can't get there, who can? Amen? But the Bible said that Job was a rich man. He said he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. Amen. Job was a rich, rich man. He had everything. The Bible said he was the greatest of all the men of the East. There was nobody that had more than Job did. Amen. So not only was he perfect, he was a rich man. He had everything that he needed, and then some. Amen. I wonder how many people today that's rich like that got all the things they need and then some. I wonder how they treat God. I wonder how they fear God. I wonder how they stand up with God. Amen. I believe a lot of times our people we got today and we get a few things and we think we're out there with God. Amen. And it's only because of the good blessings that He gives us that we have what we have. Amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, praise God, we wouldn't have nothing. But the Bible says that Job was a rich man. Amen. Praise the Lord. But not only did the Bible say that Job was a rich man, but the Bible says Job was a wise man. Amen. Yeah, you don't get rich in this world by being stupid. Amen. You don't live godly today by being dumb. Amen. If we get to trust in Him, we get to see His face. Praise God. God reveals things to us. God begins to show us things that'll help us along this journey that we call life. Amen. To deliver us, praise God, safe at the other end. Praise the Lord. But the Bible teaches us that he was a wise man. Not only perfect and rich, but he was wise. He had these sons and they had feasts in their house. And apparently Job was a wise enough that he kept his house together. And he taught them about that unity of the family. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He taught them about the unity of the family, how they need to come together and they stay together, praise God. And glory to God, they practiced that. And said that at the brothers would they'd call up and they'd say, we're going to have a feast day. And they'd invite the other brothers and their sisters to come and to feast with them. And they'd gather together, praise God, and they would feast and they'd enjoy each other's company. Amen. And praise God, there was something instilled. We need to instill that in our people today. Amen. We've lost the track of family. We're too busy texting. Amen. We won't even talk to family anymore. We just text them. Amen. I've got in my own family, I've got people, you can call them on the phone, they won't answer the phone. Now listen to me, they won't answer the phone, they won't pick up and say hello. But you know what, you can text them, in just a second they'll text you back. What's up with that? Because we don't want to communicate. It's easier to communicate when you don't have to see them. Amen? See, there's something missing. Job was a wise man, praise God. Even back then, he kept his family together. He kept them in unity, praise God. He kept them loving one another and wanting to communicate and fellowship with one another. I'm afraid we're losing that in our churches today. We're losing the unity. We're losing the fellowship, praise God. We're trying to get so big and we're trying to get so elaborate in our worship services that we're forgetting how to worship God.
Amen.
We're forgetting about that good, close fellowship, that coming alongside, praise God, that the man of God preached about during revival. Coming alongside and helping one another. Coming alongside, caring for one another. Coming alongside and showing one another, praise God, that we care. Amen. But Job was a wise man. He had his family and he kept them together. He kept them in a tight-knit relationship with one another. Amen. But not only was he a wise man in his unity of his family, but he was wise men in his care for his family. He said, and so it was when the days of their feasting was gone about that Job sent and sanctified them. And this, and he rose up early in the morning. Amen. Rose up early in the morning and he offered up burnt offerings according to the number of them all. Amen. So Job was a wise man, praise God. The Bible said he loved his family. He took care of his family. He was a wise man. He got up early in the morning and offered up, sanctified them, praise God, offered up offerings for all of his children, for his family. Amen. He said, Lord, here, I want to offer up for this. Hey, little Jimmy and Johnny and Jody and praise God, he just offered up to the Lord. Amen. It's a wise man, praise God, that lifts his children up and his wife and his family, praise God, to the Lord on a daily basis. Amen. I tell you, you want to build a home, praise God, you begin to lift up your family. Amen. You begin to get get yourself right with God. Get a line of communication to the throne of grace and you begin to lift up your family and you begin to lift up your little wife, your little old husband, praise God, unto the Lord and say, Lord, I want you to just bless them on purpose, be with them on purpose, lead God, direct them on purpose. Amen. There ain't no telling what happened. Your family, you say, well, preacher, we're in the house. We can't hardly get along. I tell you what, you get to lifting them up to God, and God will make a difference. Amen. He'll move in, praise God. He'll take up housekeeping down at your house. He'll bring that thing together. He'll pull it together. He'll cinch it up, praise God, for the glory of God. You know, how do you know? I've seen him do it. Praise the Lord. So he was a wise man. He began to lift up his children. Amen. And the Bible says, he said, Case had messed up. Case had committed a sin. He said, just thus did Job just every now and then. No, he said, he done it continually. Amen. Amen. It wasn't something he hit and miss with. You know what our problem is as Christians? We're hit and miss Christians. Amen. We'll do this today and you will think somebody will come on our mind and we'll lift up today and tomorrow we'll forget about it, maybe for a week, and then we'll think about it again. But the Bible said that he was a man that feared God. He eschewed evil. He hated evil. He didn't want it to be in his home. So praise God, he prayed every day. Offered up sacrifice every day. Brought him, lifted him up to God every day. Amen. You talk about making a difference. Praise God. It made a difference. Amen. He done it continually. See, he knew there was some moral dangers out there. And boy, you think if Job had moral dangers in his time, man, we've got them now like in a rampant fashion. I mean, there's moral dangers on every hand. The devil's wanting to sink his hooks in our little old children, these little boys and girls, praise God, and drag them off to the pit of hell. Amen? And boy, we need to be lifting them up. We need to be wise like this old man of God and lift them up. Fear God and lift them up to Him every day. Amen? But the Bible says that Job was doing this, and there come a day when the sons of men, the sons of God, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Amen? Now notice what takes place here. The Bible tells us here that the Lord said, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going. Now listen, this is what the devil does. The Bible says he goes to and fro. Amen. That he's as a roaring lion seeking whom he will devour. And he said, from whence comest thou? And then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Amen. He said he's been seeking, he's been prowling like that roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He wants to come in and destroy and tear up where we're at. Amen. I want to say the devil would like nothing more to come right in this place and just tear us all to pieces. He'd like to get us disgruntled with one another. Amen. He'd like to get us dissuaded. He'd like to get us discouraged and tear this church all to pieces. Amen. That's what he'd like to do. It would make him no happier than if he could destroy Stony Fork Baptist Church. But praise be to God, there's a good God of glory. Amen. It's there to watch over and keep us. Praise God, His Word, amen, will keep us, praise God, when nothing will. Amen. So we see old Job here. The Bible tells us that he was as the Lord goes on, verse 8, he said, the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Amen. He said, have you considered him? Have you noticed my servant Job? He said, what God's doing here, not only was he a wise man, no, he's nothing, but he was a marked man. Amen. God had put a mark on his man. He had put a mark on his old Job, praise God. And the devil, yeah, he said, yeah, I know who Job is. Amen. He said, yeah, God says, hey, I've been watching my servant. He said, have you seen my servant? Amen. Glory be to God. He blesses my heart. Oh, Job, praise God. Glory to God. He's doing it right. Amen. He fears me, praise God, and he hates evil. Amen. He said, Job was a marked man. God had put his mark upon him. He said, praise God, that's mine. Amen. And God seen that. Amen. God seen that mark. God put that mark upon him. But the old devil seen that mark too. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying God's able to take care of him. But God put that mark upon him. Amen. And when the devil sees that mark, praise God, it disturbs him. Amen. The devil don't like it that he can't get to me and you. The devil like nothing more to destroy us, amen, to destroy us and to tear us down and disturb us every chance he gets. Amen. The devil is a disturber. If he can't destroy you, praise God, he's going to disturb you. He'd like to destroy us. Amen. That's what the devil would like to do. He'd like to destroy every one of us and cast us off into hell. And if he can't disturb you, destroy you, praise God, he's going to disturb you. He's going to be there every chance he is. Now, one thing about the devil, he's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. I know a lot of times we say, well, you know what? The devil made me do that. Yeah. No, most times it's stinking flesh is what makes you do that. Amen? But praise God, when the devil comes along, he tries to disturb you and keep you tore up. He don't want you to be satisfied. He won't want you to have peace and joy like we talked about this morning. He wants you to be disturbed. Amen? So there was a mark, and the devil seen that mark that God had put on him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Heaven and hell's got a mark. Amen? Heaven and hell, he's a mark from heaven, he's a mark from hell. Praise God. And praise God, I tell you what, I've got the mark on me. I've got the mark of heaven tonight. Amen? But that devil like nothing more to praise a mark on me than send me to hell. But praise be to God, if you've got the mark of God, amen, if that blood's been applied to your life, amen, glory be to God, if your name's been written down, glory to God, your sign sealed, praise God, good is delivered. Right. Amen. 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 Praise be to God, we can be satisfied in the Lord Jesus that we serve. He's a mark, praise God, and it's been pinned down in glory. Amen. If you're a child of God, and if you ain't, there's a place to be put the mark. But there's a lot of people tonight that are putting their mark in hell. Amen. They're putting their mark in hell. They're destined for hell because they refuse to receive the precious Lamb of God. The one that can take away the sins of a whole world. If we just let them tonight. Amen. If we just come to Him. But the Bible says here, He shows us here that we're marked. God put a mark on His man Job. Amen. A mark of satisfaction. Amen. It's kind of like going through Inspector Eam. But in this case, it's Inspector G. And God's done looked down at him and he's seen his life and he's seen that he feared him and he hated evil, praise God. And God put his mark of approval on old Job. Don't you know that tore the old devil to pieces? Don't you know that it tore him out of frame, that he couldn't get to that man called Job? Amen. because God's mark was upon him. Praise the Lord. You say, why'd God do that? Because he loved Job. Because Job was trying to do his best to serve a risen Savior. Praise God. Amen. That mark of perfection that he had on him. In Psalms 37, verse 37, he said, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. Amen. That's what the Lord said. Hey, he said, praise God, we can mark a perfect man. That one that fears God and trying to do it right. Amen. He said, praise God, we come alongside them and we lift them up. We uphold them. Those that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's still good to come alongside brothers and sisters that's trying to do right, praise God, and help one another. Amen. That'll get the job done, praise God. Devil don't like that either. Devil say, well, why don't you just leave them alone? Because he won't. Amen. When we see brothers and sisters are struggling, praise God, in this old world, and we come alongside them, the devil hates our guts for that. Amen. But you know what? We ought to come alongside them on purpose anyway and just lift up brothers and sisters in Christ and just, praise God, like old Aaron and I did when old Moses' hand got weary. Praise God, they went up there and they got him one on each side and they stayed his hands. Yes, amen. Sir. And as long as his hands were stayed, praise God, they won the battle. Praise God, it's time we come alongside each other, just lift up each other's hands, praise God, and just stay in the battle. Amen. But the Bible says here that old Job was a perfect man. He was a rich man, a wise man, a marked man. Praise God, God done put his mark upon him, his seal of approval, praise God. Amen. And old devil, he hated that. See, God done put his favor upon God, on old Job. He done showed him his favor, the favor of the Lord. Praise God. And the old devil was tore out of frame. The envy and the hate that he had, amen, from the devil, it's unimaginable how much he hated old Job. You know what? He hated him so much. And in verse 9, then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Said, why does he fear you? Amen. You've got him set up. There's nothing can touch him. So why does he fear you? Ain't no reason for him to fear you. Ain't no reason to fear nobody because you've got this thing set up. And because Job was a perfect man, and God has put his hedge of protection around him. See, not only was he perfect and rich and wise and he was marked, but Job was protected. Amen. But Job was protected by God. Just like me and you are today. The old devil can afflict us. The old devil can beat us. But praise God, he can't touch our soul. If we're saved today, if we've been born again, praise God, the devil can't do nothing about that. Amen. Ain't you glad today? So Job didn't really realize all that was taking place because he was a man of God. Because he tried to do it right. He didn't realize that, but because he was a perfect and upright man who feared God and eschewed evil, praise God, that God had built a wall around him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I think there's a lot of people in the church that's doing right, living for God and stuff, and they just seem to go through this life and they're never accosted by the devil. It seems like everything goes good for them and they just keep plowing on and they love the Lord and they doing everything right, praise God, and then nothing ever bothers them. Amen? And a lot of times I believe they're like Job. They don't realize, praise God, that God put a hedge around them. He built a wall around them, praise God. And boy, they ought to be the shoutingest people in the world. Amen. When you got this thing good, you're serving the Lord, you're trying to do right, praise God, and plow on for the good cause of Christ, and the devil ain't a beating on you, praise God, you ought to shout the praises of God. Amen. When your family's right and you're doing right and God's a helping you, praise God, we ought to praise Him all the way. Amen. Because the devil would like to assail us all. He'd like to attack us all. The devil says this to the Lord. He said, Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Sounds like a wall to me. Amen. The wall, the Lord had encircled about him. Praise God. He had built a wall all the way around Job that was impenetrable even by the devil and the forces of hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. About him about that he hath on every side. No devil, can you just imagine how wroth he was about this? He said, you know, he said, I see the Lord said, well, how do you know about that? He said, I've tried to get in everywhere and I can't get in. Amen. He said, praise God, he's a perfect man and you're protecting him. I can't get to him. Hey, I won't say praise God. We ought to shout the glory tonight. If you're a child of God, amen, he may be able to afflict your body, afflict your flesh, tear up your the living quarters and everything else about you. But praise God, there's a wall about your soul and he can't touch tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you're built in. Glory be God. Yes, amen. Amen. He's built a wall around you. Wall of protection, your soul, and the devil can't get to it. Amen. He can't get to it. He can't get nowhere around it. He can't even get close to it. Amen. He can touch your flesh, but this old flesh, it's just dirt anyway. Amen. It's going back, Ecclesiastes 12:7, it's going back to the dust. The spirit goes back to dust which you come, praise God. Or the body goes back to dust which you come. The spirit goes to be God who gave it. One of these days, we're going to get rid of this old body of flesh anyway. This old body of clay is going to go back to the ground, praise God. But our spirit, our soul, praise God, that inward part of man is going to go back to God. Amen. Amen. Devil can't do nothing about that. It tears him up. I guarantee you, he don't like it. But praise be to God, there's a good God of glory that he takes care of us. But can you just imagine? The Bible says that the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. Amen. Those that fear the Lord and are seeking His face, praise God. Hey, it may seem that we're being assaulted all the time, but praise God, there's a good guy. There's a band of glory all around us all the time. It's like old Elisha, praise God, he's over there with his servant, and the servant seen the Syrians all around him in the morning. Praise God, but Elisha, the man of God, came out, he said, hey, can you open my servant's eyes and just let him see what the truth is? Yeah. See, the devil would have us to be blinded, praise God, that there's no way out and no way of escape. But I want to say, praise God, that God said he had not put more on us than we could bear. But with it, praise God, he'd make a way of escape. Amen. Amen. And there's a great band of angels, praise God, round about us, who's on our side. Yes, amen. I heard over in the Bible said that there was one angel came down and wiped them out in one night. 300,000, way up there. And in one night, that angel of the Lord come along, just next morning, them old lepers got out and they said, well, you know, we're going to die one way or another. We might as well just go down here and surrender to these people. Maybe they'd have compassion on us, give us a little bite of bread. They went down there and praise God, there was nothing left. Amen. All the tents, everything had been deserted. Why? Because angel God, one angel, praise God, come along. God said, just go down there and get rid of that mess. He sent them to clean house. Amen. I want to say, praise God, these legions of angels, glory to God tonight, that's there to take care of us. He said, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to those that believe? Amen. Praise God for me and you. Amen. Around about us tonight to protect us. The devil don't like it. Amen. But the devil has a testimony here. I never caught this till the other night. I was reading this, the testimony of the devil, amen, about the security of God of God for his people, amen. He said, doth God, Job fear God for not? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and all things that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands. And the substance is increased in the land. The devil gives a testimony about how great God is. Amen. The devil, hey, the devil here gives a testimony, brother. He said, you know what? You're so great and mighty, amen, and I can't get to him. He said, I've tried, I've hit him from every angle, I've hit him with everything I've got, and I can't get through. Amen. I want to say glory be tonight. The same God that was taking care of Job is the same God that takes care of me and you. Amen. Amen. He's the same one, praise God, who can build a hedge about us. And he can keep us. Amen. Job was a protected man. Amen. He was a hand of protection. But I want to say tonight, praise God, we're protected people. God don't love Job a bit more than he loves me and you. Amen. God don't love Job a bit more than he loves Bill Bryson. Amen. He loves us each and every one, praise God, just as much as he loved Job. You say, what's the difference between me and Job? Job feared God and hated evil. Amen. 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 Job feared God and he eschewed, he hated evil. Amen. That's the difference between me and you and Job. Amen. But if we love the Lord and we eschew evil, we hate it. God is our, Bible says that God will protect us. He is, the Bible says that God is our refuge. Amen. That God is our place away from the devil. Amen. He puts His hand, the Bible says that we're in His hand. Amen. That once we're saved, that we're in the hand of God. Now this is the same hand I told you that put the oceans out there, and He took His hand, He drew a line, He said, "That's far as you go, water." And the oceans obey. Amen. They can't come across that line that God drawed. Every now and then the old devil in the world and the storms, praise God, of this world, it'll try to blow across. Amen. And sometimes they make it across, but praise God, God takes it just with His breath and just pushes it right back. Amen. And they say, well, this global warming thing, everything's a changing, ain't nothing changed, because God said that heaven and earth's going to remain the same forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. His hand's always going to be upon it. This is His little plan. This is the apple of His eye. Amen. This is the place that God chose to put me and you. Amen. And we're a protected people. He created us in the likeness of His own image. Amen. To worship Him. Amen. So we're protected. Just like old Job, we're protected in a protected place. We're in a refuge that God set up. Amen. It's kind of like these. If you think of it, we're kind of like these wild animals, you know, and they get on the verge of extinction, and there's just a few little critters left, or maybe big critters, just a few left, and they take them and they put them on a refuge. They put them in a place that's fenced in and nothing can get in, and they patrol that on a regular fashion. Amen. And there's nothing gets in to harm them. Amen. That's what God does to His little children. Amen. He puts us in. He is our refuge. Amen. And He patrols it on a regular fashion. Amen. He watches over and He protects us, praise God, because we're precious. Amen. It's just like you're the last one that there is, praise God, and He's going to protect you because you belong to Him. Amen. He said He put up that wall of the devil. His devil's testimony. He said, "Lord, said you put a wall around him. You've hedged about him." And He said, "They ain't no way to get to him." Amen. What a testimony! And that was the devil. The devil gave a testimony. He said, "Lord, hey, the hedge you put around people, praise God, there's nothing can get through it. It's impenetrable." Amen. I want to say, praise God tonight. Job was a perfect man. Feared God and eschewed evil, and God had done hedged him about. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it goes on. You ain't read the rest of the story. It goes on and he loses everything he's got. Yeah, but he gets it back tenfold. Amen. God blesses him on purpose. God allows some things to happen back. But you know what? The Bible says that in all that, he still retained his integrity. Amen. His wife said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" He said, "You talk like one of them foolish women." Amen. Amen. "Naked I came into the world, and naked I'll go out." He said, but praise God in the journey. Amen. He said, because God has hedged about me, praise God. He said, I come in here, I didn't have nothing. He said, when I go out of here, I may not have nothing, but give God the glory. Amen. When I get to see Him, He's a hedge around me, a protected place. And when that's all said and done, praise God, God's going to deliver me unto Himself. Amen. I will be forever in the presence of the Lord. Amen. God's given us a promise. Praise God, He's given us a promise. And He gives us an example of a perfect man. One that feared God and eschewed evil. I mean, he was looking for something. Praise God. He was desiring something. He was seeking something. And it was the God of glory. Amen. That gave him his satisfaction. Amen. And no matter how much the world and the fiends of hell himself assaulted him, old Job was still that man of God, that man of integrity. He was that perfect man. The devil himself come up and he said, well, does he fear God for naught? Why? Hey, he fears God for naught because you've got a hedge around him. He said, there ain't no way anything can get to him. But praise God, I want to say tonight, praise God, there's a good God of glory tonight that hedges about us. Amen. And there's nothing that the devil can do to our soul if we put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says that we're sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. That day of that redeeming day when the price has already been paid. Amen. If we're saved today, we've already been paid for. We've been bought with a price. And that price has been paid. It was paid on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And now we're just waiting for that day of the ransom when they come and take us out of here to be with Him. Amen. And that soul that's guarded and protected. Bible said that we're protected, that we're guarded. Amen. We're kept. That means to be guarded by God. Hedges about us. He's a keeper. Bible says He's a keeper of our soul. Amen. We're in God's hands. Amen. And there's nothing that the devil can do about it. The impenetrable force of God is there hedged about us. And there's no way for Him to get in. He said, Lord, I've tried it from every angle, and there's no way to get in. Amen.